This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody, from the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's the WIAA Regionals. We're in the playoffs now. Chi High against Ashland tonight. The Cards 15-9, and Ashland comes in here with a pretty similar record of 14-8-1. And happy Valentine's Day to you. And the Cards, Cooper Fosvick would love to move on to the next round of the playoffs. Former defenseman Coop is with me again in the booth here tonight. Chi High kind of backing into a postseason here. They stumbled, but you can take the big eraser to the board and clean everything off because it's a brand new season here.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you know, that's the beauty of the playoffs is you kind of get to start over. You almost get to re-identify yourself as a team if you really want to. And I think that the Cards maybe want to do that after the end of the season there, you know. A couple rough patches there. Yeah. A couple really tough losses dropping them down to a 5 seed. And now it's time to kind of battle back. We get a clean slate. We get to play this Ashland team tonight and hopefully come out with a W.
Yeah, Chi High, the number 5 seed coming in here. Ashland, the number 12. The Cards have lost 6 of their last 8. They have fallen from 3rd in the state out of the poll now. And they had a huge wake-up call. But we've seen this team. I mean, they are very talented. We've seen them put 3 periods of hockey together. And they can bury the puck with the best of them. They had the toughest schedule, one of the toughest in the state. So, they can rebound from this and make some noise here in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a time this year where the Cardinals were ranked 2nd in the state, in my opinion, playing as good of hockey as anybody. And that team is still here, for sure. They just got to kind of find their game again. I know that, you know, Coach Parker is kind of preaching a lot of D-zone issues, you know, that they've been covering, I'm sure, in practice, probably a lot of walkthroughs, things of that nature. So I'm kind of looking for the Cardinals play well defensively tonight. And this team can score. We've seen that.
Yep.
So I think that's a great thing. If we can just keep our scoring touch, clean up the defensive zone, things will be pretty good.
Lines, Scott Parker's maneuvered some line changes here tonight. They have separated Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym here tonight. One guy will be on first line, the other on the second. They had tried to load things up against Memorial, and it was effective, but he's really looking on for those two guys, those two juniors, to really pour it on. They've got so much offensive talent. They've been pretty quiet here lately.
Yeah, those two are obviously just very, very talented hockey players, and I think Coach Parker is trying to kind of spread out the love here on Valentine's Day and hopefully looking for a little Cupid magic. So, obviously these guys are players that can play with anybody. They're great teammates, and I think Coach Parker's probably moving them around to try to get production from other people other than those two, and we'll see if it turns out.
Sam Hebert is back from a broken finger. He'll be playing tonight. Jack Bobby's been hurt, a bent wing here, so to speak, but he'll be playing mostly offense. He can play defense as well. I think offense is really where he shines, so he might scoot back and forth from both. But we will be missing Jackson Boland. He's in street clothes here tonight.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for the Cardinals. Jackson Boland plays a lot of minutes. But I don't want us to sleep on Jack Bovey, the defenseman, because we did this last year, and it was almost just an experiment. And he played a one-on-one, I think, last year as good of any of our defensemen. And he moves the puck across the top of the point very, very well. And I'm looking for Coach Parker to pull him back tonight. More than he says, you know.
Okay.
I think we're going to see Jack Bovey, the defenseman, early on in this game and potentially quite a bit because he I'm not lying, the kid can play.
He's good. He's a terrific player. And as a defenseman, he's not shy about jumping into the play either.
No, exactly. And that's, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a big Wild fan, Jared Spurgeon. The that's the way he plays, you know. And Jack's not this big lumbering defenseman, but he's really shifty and he's super strong. And I think that, I honestly love the move. I think that it'll turn out really good for Jack and the Cards.
All right, time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think the keys to a Cardinal victory are here tonight against the Ashland or Dockers?
Well, obviously, like I said, it is a new season, but that being said, we kind of have to go over the stuff that we've been struggling with and work on. So a lot of this is going to be D-zone. You know, I was just in the board or in the coach's office talking to Coach Parker, and he had some things up on the board, and I thought, well, let's just take the keys of the game from him.
Yeah.
You know, there was D-zone positioning, so especially with Bolin being out, I was looking for a lot of production from our wingers on the defensive side of the puck. So their positioning and not getting sucked down low is going to be huge. Coach Parker had make the save and then clear the puck on there. So
some fundamental stuff there.
Exactly, but sometimes it does come down to just really simple things like that. So my second one is make the save, clear the puck.
Yep.
Jackson Strong,
Derek Strong.
Derek Strong is going to make the first save for you.
Yep.
After that, just get it to the corner. Don't be afraid to kick it to the corner. Don't be afraid to go to the glass. Really tighten up that D zone, and we know we can score.
Sure.
That's all we need.
Fill the net tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah? All right, Chi High at Ashland tonight. The Orr Dockers, again, 14-8-1. Chi High coming in here at 15-9. We will continue with Cardinal Countdown. We'll send Coop downstairs to talk with assistant coach Austin Taylor, who is back from the Caribbean. He missed the last game, doing some work down in the Caribbean with Coop's dad down there. But he's back in the house, and we'll catch up with him as we continue with Cardinal Countdown. Postseason hockey, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants, splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Playoff hockey tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. The Chi-Hi Cardinals hosting the Ashland Ore Dockers right up there along Lake Superior. Ashland's a co-op team made up of four schools: Washburn, Ashland, Hurley, and one student is from Northwestern. They are at 14-8-1, playing a schedule not nearly as tough as Chi-Hi. The Cards are 15-9, but very similar records coming in here. Here's a goalie matchup for Ashland. The senior Liam Fish will be between the pipes. Goals against of 3.70, save percentage of 8.92, and a record of 5-6-1. And for the Cards, it's sophomore Derek Strong, who had a strong game, pardon the pun, against Eau Claire Memorial. Made some terrific saves, kept his team in the game. It was really defensive breakdowns for the Cards that lost that one. Deflating 4-3 overtime loss to Memorial, where the Aves scored with 31 and a half seconds left to go to tie it up with their goaltender pulled. But Derek played very well. Like I said, save percentage 8.95, goals against a 2.26, and a 15-9 record for the sophomore. Well, Coop is caught up with Austin Taylor. Let's go down to Ice Level Live right now. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're down here with Austin Taylor. Coach, playoffs. Get to wipe the slate clean. It's a new season. What's the message tonight?
Yeah, no, I like what you said there. You wipe the slate clean and you just kind of put the regular season behind you, right? You learn from some of the stuff that you know, you had a lot of opportunities during the year to go through some up and downs. But like you said, it's a clean slate. Just got to come out and literally like shift by shift at this point, period by period, and just worry about one game at a time.
I think that's a great point. Next, what's the vibe in the locker room right now? Are the guys ready to go? I mean, it's playoff hockey. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, like you said, not much more you can ask for. They seem ready to go. They seem locked in. I think, you know, it's no secret that the first period's been a bit of an issue for us this year. But, you know, I'd like to think come playoffs, the boys seem ready. We had some good practices this week, moving the puck well, just kind of getting back to some of the basics that we want to do and do well. So, yeah, they look ready to go, and I think they got a good opponent here tonight.
Yeah. What are we expecting out of Ashland tonight?
I mean, you just watch them in warm-ups. They're big, right? It's like, holy cow, these guys got some big boys. So I think they're going to be physical. I think they're going to try to pack the front of the net and, you know, really try to keep us on the perimeter and avoid getting to their goalie. I expect them to just try to get the puck over and in, beat our D, and get a body on everybody whenever they can. So it's playoff hockey. They're going to be desperate for a win just like we are. So I think it's going to be a pretty good matchup.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight. Greg, back up to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. A rematch tonight of the regional game a year ago. Chi-Hi hosted Ashland, beat them 12-0. Mason Johnson with a couple of goals, two assists. Jackson Hoyne with a goal. Swobes had a goal. Chi-Hi out shooting the Dockers, or Dockers 50-11. We take a repeat of that. But anytime you get in the postseason, Ashland comes in here with nothing to lose. They're the 12 seed, and nobody expects them to win. They're on the opponent's home ice. Chi-Hi has been a state-ranked team, so they have nothing to lose here tonight. So you just cannot take anything for granted, for sure. Chi-Hi and the Ore Dockers here tonight. We'll have more of our Cardinal Countdown pregame show coming up. Stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Greg and Coop up here tonight. Chi-High playoff hockey, the Cards and the Ashland Ore Dockers. 12 of the 14 teams in Section 1 are in action here tonight. The only teams not playing, Eau Claire Memorial, the number one seed. Stevens Point, the number two. Everybody else has got a matchup north at home against DC Everest. It is Wausau West playing host to Marshfield Columbus. It's Superior, number three in the seed in the section, against Barron at home. Hudson playing at home against Merrill. They will get the winner of this game, Chi-High and Ashland. And then Wisconsin Rapids is the eighth seed, and they're taking on Toma at Southwood Rec Center. They are the number nine seed. That game played tonight as well. So we're going to know a whole lot more tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no kidding. It feels like that first night, there's always like an upset or two. Yeah. It's kind of like March Madness.
I know.
Which one of those teams that's not supposed to win is going to win tonight?
Exactly. And the sectional final is right here in our barn. So it would be just incredible if Chi-High could make it that far.
Yeah, exactly. What night would that be?
25th, I believe, of February. 25th, something like that. I know you're heading to Hawaii, so will you be home by then?
I think so. I got to look.
Check your schedule. We'll take it one game at a time. We won't be playing it too far ahead here. Chi-High needs to do business here tonight against the Ore Dockers, and they're coming out right now in the purple sweaters with the yellow and white trim and the purple breezers. Chi-High hitting the ice here, the home team. They're white homies, and the black breezers with the red and white trim here tonight, looking to kind of turn around what has been a tough 3 weeks or so of hockey.
Yeah, I mean, this is gut check time, obviously, but I really like what Austin Taylor said before the game. You know, he's a straight shooter.
Yeah, let's get it uncorked here tonight against the Ashland Ore Dockers, Chi-High, and the Dockers here tonight on WOGO. No Cards TV here tonight. All right, the teams are assembled, and here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with the starting lineups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready for the introduction of the starting lines. First, introducing the starting line for the Ashland Ore Dockers, in goal, number one, Liam Fish. The defenseman, number seven, Wyatt Millick. And number eight, Ethan Peterson. The center, number 19, Peter Fanchi. And the wings, number two, Ty Obi. And number 17, Gabe Cavisto. And the rest of the Ore Dockers, along with their head coach, Daryl Penner, and assistant coaches, Jay Murado and Paige Moylanen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals. In goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number four, Brett Krista. And number 18, Gus Thor. At center, number 34, Jack Bovey. And the wings, number 8, Jackson Hoyne. And number 21, Jackson LeMay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. The starting lineups. We're ready for puck drop in a couple of minutes here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls congratulates our local student athletes on a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald playoff teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Cards hockey tonight, Chi High and Ashland, the coaching matchup for the Oradockers in his 12th season. The Manitoba native, Daryl Penner. And for the Chi High Cardinals, one of the veterans in the state, Scott Parker, his 36th campaign, the former All-American at UW-Eau Claire, and the pride of the Twin Cities high school hockey over that way. And Scott hoping to pick up a victory here tonight. He's got over 400 of them and would love to get a win here tonight against Ashland. And I think one of the keys is going to be getting out of the gate right away here, Coop, and getting a quick goal if we can. Just pound the net and let's get a decent lead here in the first period.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like the Cards at times have come out of the gates a little bit slow this year. So hopefully come home, pound one out quick, you know. Get off to an early start.
Veteran crew out here. Grady Richards is referee. Sean Albright as well. And the linesman tonight, Tyler Miller. The house is packed, and we are ready to go here on WOGO. No Cards TV here tonight. But you can stream the audio at WOGO.com. You can hear us at 103.1 FM and on the AM dial all across the state at 680. It is Christo, Fanchi, and Obi up front for the Oradockers, and for the Cards, it is Jackson Hoyme and Jackson LeMay. And in between, the veteran senior Jack Bobey. And we are underway. The Cards hold the zone. Now it pops across the line. Chi High turns it right back in. And the Oradockers, in their own zone, right wing corner, try to dig it off the fence. Scramble for it down that way. And this one comes back to neutral. Curling it back is Brett Krista. He'll quickly head back to the blue line. They changed forwards, but the D are going to stay the same. Now, Gus Thorpe is off now, so Thorpe and Swobes change places. And here is Krista right now. I imagine he'll head to the bench here as soon as Chi High gains the zone, and here he comes. Chi High sweeps it in. Got a full set of D. Swobin is out there along with Sam Hebert off the injury list, and Chi High rifles one over the crossbar. That's Carter Bovey into the right wing elbow. In the Ashland D zone, jumping into the play is Caden Swoboda, trying to hold the O zone right here on the half wall. This one cycled around by the Dockers D, and it's on the half fence in their own zone. Now they work it up the ice. Big kids on this Oradocker team. That's Parker Pisto, a junior, who rode it out of his own zone. It's still loose between the blue lines and now picked up by Bobby. He'll shake it loose, dumps it in, and he'll spin off in the line change as the Cards get Andrew Johnson up there. He's played well here in recent weeks. Here he is! Lopez. Reed Post with a chance. First shot on goal. And that one's swallowed up by the sophomore Liam Fish.
First opportunity of the game for the Cardinals. Really nice play by Johnson to get the puck over to Post. And Post just missed that one. I think he was going for the low glove. And
yep.
Fish shut the door.
Lindstrom, Lindy taking the faceoff right wheel here in the Ashland zone. Pinched up against the wall by the Oerdockers. Now it squirts loose right out in front. Put in by Lindstrom. Ezra Lindstrom parked about 6 feet off the paint, and it came right to him. The Oerdocker goaltender, Liam Fish, was kind of positioned on the right post, and there was a lot of room on the net. And Lindy gets the first goal here tonight.
Well, Greg, good call by you. You said, you know, score early here, get that first goal, and they sure did. Great pass out front. Lindstrom had a ton of time to set the puck up and send it home.
1:46, time of the goal here in the first. The Reed Post of the Cards gets the seventh of the season, 16th point. Not sure who got the assist on that one, but Post with the goal. I'm sorry, Ezra Lindstrom, pardon me. Post with the assist. Lindy with the goal. Time of that goal, 1:46 of the period. So reverse those numbers. Lindy with the goal. And it's been a long time. I mean, he hasn't scored for a while. He picks up with this one his third goal of the season, 6th point. And Reed Post with the tally, his 16th point of the year.
Yeah, you love to see a senior get a goal in the playoff game.
Yep.
Yeah,
senior to senior right there. And Chi High with the early lead, 1:46 into the first. Winner moves on to play the winner of Hudson and Merrill in Hudson Thursday night. This one glanced off the wall, pulled back by the Cards, and the big defenseman, top point scorer for the D, and top plus-minus guy, Gus Thorpe, rides it along the blue stripe, and now it comes loose, but here's Chi High on the move into the zone. Gus Thorpe will jump in himself. Guns one wide of the cage, hit hard off the wall, and it comes out to Jack Bobby. Turns, fires one in. Oh, nearly went on the rebound by Jackson Hoym. Hoym with a backhand, and Thorpe has it right now for Chi High. Gus Thorpe wheels and deals behind the blue line, his own blue line. This one ricochets off the dasher and into the zone, but the Cards in the midst of a change. Let's see if they can hold the line. It's going to be held in now. It comes loose. Ashland's got it carried out by Pisco. Carried it to the blue line, but then lost it right there. Chi High marches up the ice. This one is cupped by Kavisco for Ashland, but can't control, and the puck loose in the corner. Here is Bovee. Works it over to Mason Johnson. Johnson tried to hand it back for the D, and now it's swept out of the zone by the Oerdockers. Fired in past the red line, so no icing here. Ricochets out of the corner. Cards get there first. They'll cycle it left to right. Bovee's got it. Hands it back over to Sam Hebert. Hebert working with a broken finger. It's healing, but it's got to affect him a little bit, and now it's pushed along the fence into the left-wing corner. Ashland's got it, and the corner is Ty Obi, their top scorer, and they tried to go out to the D, but they couldn't control, and Ashland has to get on sides, and that opens up some ice for Chi High here. 13-11 left to go. Cards fire it up on the left-wing side. They worked it over for Bobby, but an errant pass is kicked back in by the Oerdockers. They're in the midst of a change, and Chi High has got time to maneuver right here. They've got it up the ice. Here is Andrew Johnson. Goes deep for Post. Swept it on his forehand. Now a backhand pass out in front. Beautiful pass, but nobody there for the home team. And this one's going to ricochet all the way down the ice into the Chi High D zone. Now it's worked up for Johnson. Held. Well, I thought he might have had a skate on the line, but now they're going to call it offsides right here. Andy is a real tall player, and he tried to reach out and touch that blue line, but just couldn't hold it there.
Man, you can almost see the desperation yeah. with the senior line. They are moving yes. the puck so well, and they're playing
yep. sudden death.
Great hockey.
Into their, not only the season, but their careers, most of them. And now it's loose out in center. That one picked off by Thorpe, tried to wing one ahead, and intercepted by Ashland. Now they work at D to D. On the near side is Trout. That was intercepted as he came across the blue line. Comes back to Ashland's D, and they'll give it away to Brett Krista. Krista with Gus Thorpe. He backpedals, hands off to Krista. Now they go on the near side. Andrew Johnson's going to sweep it in, and he'll head to the bench for a change. Jackson Hoy line back out there. Jackson LeMay up there as well on this line. And this one is dropped in behind the goaltender, Liam Fish. Goes into the right wing corner. Scrum right there. It's going to come up. Banked off the wall. And right there is Swoboda. And he'll start the Cards into the zone to Jack Bowlby. Jack with a shot. Oh, it went through the five hole of the goaltender and just swept to before it went across the goal line by the D. Man, you can just see it slowly rolling to the goal line and nearly went over. A dribbler through the legs of Fish. And he got some help from his D, and it's cleared out of the rink. How about that?
Well, first of all, what a play by Jack Bogey. Just flying. Shooting in stride like that, it's really tough to do. And then what a play by the Oerdackers defenseman to clear that puck. I mean, that thing was just laying there waiting to be put home.
Slow-mo. Jammed on the wall. It's going to come out to neutral ice. Skating quickly is Sam Hebert to get to it. And the Cards assemble behind their own blue line. Here they come up the ice. Carter Bowie cuts across the blue stripe. Now the drop pass into the left wing corner for Mason Johnson. Changes directions. Cards got Thorpe out there, fresh out of the bench, but he was pestered as he came to the blue line and lost it and had to regather. And now it's loose out at neutral and gun to head, but the high reach of Gus Thorpe, tall kid, freshman, knocks it down, and he goes rink wide to Brett Krista. Krista comes in. Fakes a pass. Now let's go. And this one goes through the paint all the way to the wall and cleared by Ashland. And that will draw the whistle for icing right here. Well, quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back to action. 1-0 Chi-Hi lead. Here is Post. Went back out to neutral. Threw it in off a backhand. This one ricochets out of the corner. It's going to come on the half wall, the Ashland zone, but they have struggled here tonight on the breakout, and the Cards with the T.O., and they'll toss it in the left wing corner. Circles around to the right elbow here in the Ashland D zone. Scramble for it right there. Cards trying to set something up from behind the cage. It's going to come back to Swobes at the point. Touch pass on in. Here's Andrew Johnson. Turns. His stick was lifted a little bit, so he didn't get much on it. And it's going to be dumped all the way by Ashland for an icing call right here.
This line again, just really controlling the zone. It's fun to watch, yeah. But I think the Cards are playing a really smart hockey game so far. You've seen the defensemen, if they don't have a play, they'll just wheel back around. I've seen Gus Thorpe do it like three different times, and that's the right play. And
they've gotten burned a bit on defense here in the last few weeks, really.
Yeah, they're just making the easy play right now. It's good to see.
Ashland's got it. Winging around the boards on the near side in their own zone. A scrum right there, and who's going to come off the fence with it right here? It's going to be Jackson Hoym. Turns, twists, goes rink wide. A shot on net. Fish with the save. Turned it into the right wing corner, but the Cards are there first. We got Jack Bowie circling around the wheel on the near side. Here's a shot from the point. That one let go, and Fish grabbed it out of the air. And some words exchanged in front of the Ashland goaltender right here.
There must be something in that Shawamigan Bay water, because this is a big hockey team that we're playing. I mean, their defensemen aren't the fastest, but they've got really long sticks, and they take
sure
up a lot
do.
Of room.
They sure do. Little miracle grow being used up there by moms and dads, huh? Face-off to the glove side of Fish, the Ashland goaltender. Cards struggling in recent weeks, and that, especially in that Memorial game, to win draws. It's so important when you're in the O-zone, the offensive zone. Chi-Hi flags it down. Here is Mason Johnson. Wheels and deals. Johnson lays it low in the corner. And a centering pass right there for Brett Carlson. Couldn't control it. Ashland breaks out. Here they come. Across the line is Obi. Tyobi moves in. Twisted around on the check. Lost the puck. Cards had it covered out in front of their goaltender. And here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe goes going coast to coast here. Thorpe in the left wing corner. And now he'll cycle it down In behind, Fish, the goaltender. The Cards scramble to get it. On the forecheck, here is Mason Johnson. Johnson dangles. Back over to Bovey. And Brett Carlson with a shot. Knocked down in front. Here's a rebound try for Carter Bovey, and it's swallowed up by the sophomore goaltender for the Ore Dockers, and that will stop play right here. By the way, have you noticed how clean our windows are here today?
Greg,
it's
I got
a whole new experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing things that I haven't seen in years out there.
I thought that we had like 10 guys on the ice for our team in recent games, but it was just all the stuff on the outside of the window. Want to do a shout out here to the Pristine Pro Window Cleaners. They were here today. I said, can you come up and do our booth? I said, sure thing. And I did it inside and out. Man, it's I'm getting a whole new look at the ice here tonight. So the Pristine Pro shot on net. And Fish has got the left post. Here's a shot. He stopped that one. Card still on the forecheck. That's Reed Post who tried to turn. Post with another chance. And he shot it wide. Cards hold the zone. They got it in the corner. Here is Lindstrom trying to get another goal, and it thumped off the blocker of Fish, but the Cards find it. And Post goes rink wide over for Sam Hebert. Cards trying to hold that zone while making changes. Post is up. Here comes Jackson Hoym with a fresh set of legs, along with Jackson LeMay, and the Chi-High Cardinals have it in the corner. And that one shot through traffic, comes over on the left side, one-timer right on, and LeMay with a chance, and it came off the tender, up and out of play. And that will stop things right here.
Fish has been up to the task today.
Yes,
he's kind of gotten shelled here a little bit, and he's moving left to right really well.
7:28 left to go, first period, shots 12-1. In favor of Chi-High, and the drop in the Ashland zone. They get it back for Thorpe. Plays catch there with Brett Krista, and Ashland got a player in between, and the puck slides across the line. The Cards have to get back. Here is Thorpe. Got in front of the Ashland player, stole it, and Gus has got it right now. With some juice, comes in across the line, drops it in the left wing corner for Jack Bowlby. Cards turning, and a chance on net. But I think it hit a skate out in front. Comes back to Thornton, one-timer right on. And that one came off the stick of Fish. And up and out of play. And doesn't it look like Thorpe's a little banged up here coming to the bench?
Yeah, it looks like he's, you know, maybe just a little tired. I was just about to say that he has played so well tonight already.
Tons of minutes.
Just locked in.
Yeah.
Just so focused, making
great fresh
smart play after smart play.
Yeah. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. There's a shot on net by Ashland, only the second of the game. Derek Strong has been pretty quiet at his end of the ice here.
Yeah, we've called a couple games like this year where, you know, Derek has kind of had a slow night and then has been called upon out of the blue to make a nice save, and he's been really good at that.
You can't drop your guard for sure. 1-0 Chi-High lead. They lead it in shots, but could use a little bit of insurance right here. This is Carter Bovey. Bovey lost the puck, and Ethan Foyle's trying to track it down to the corner. Can't get there. Ashland's D has got it. They work it up to their forward, but the Cards cut him off. And it's loose right behind the Dockers goaltender. Carter Bovey comes into the mix. Chi-High peels it off the wall. Here's Mason Johnson. And it went in! It went in! It kicked around out in front somehow. The goaltender didn't see it. And Chi-High has got a gift right there.
Yeah, Johnson on the wraparound just kind of muscled it past Fish. And I saw it, you know, I don't know if you could see it, but it was almost sitting on the goal line, and then it just kind of trickled in.
One of those dribblers.
Yeah.
I think it kicked off a skate out in front as well. Time of that goal was 10:41 of the first. And Mason Johnson with the goal, is 16th of the year, 40th point of the season. And that was a 10:41 unassisted goal for Mason. And the Cards have a two-goal lead now as we hit the six-minute mark left to go in the first. Here's Chi-High up the ice. Dumped in right wing corner there by Caden Swoboda. And Chi-High trying to pinch in a little bit here on Ashland. Oerdackers have it. They'll scoot it across the line, but Chi High is right there to hold him up and dump it in. And the Cards change up their forward line. Jackson Williams line back out there, and here comes Ashland. It's ready. Sims into the zone. Sims drops it on net. Strong, struggling to control it, lost it, and the Cards had to help him out, sweep it to the corner. And now they'll take the icing right here. No, they're going to wave off icing. And Ashland has got it. Cards caught in offside, so they got to touch the line, and now they do. Oerdackers wheeling from their own zone, a long pitch ahead, and this one should be an icing. No, they're going to wave this one off. So some gifts at both ends of the ice. Chi High's got it right here. Cards have it. Jackson LeMay hands off to Jack Bobby. Here comes the senior. Bobby moves in, fires a shot just a few feet off the goal line. Another one that hit Fish and cleared by his D to the dasher on the near side. And the puck dribbles away from the goaltender behind him, and Jack Bobby has got it. Bobby moves from left to right. Tees one up for Thorpe. And Gus with the shot. There's a rebound try. Lots of rebounds left by Fishers. Played well, but he leaves some big rebounds out there. And a whistle stops play as Fish was laying on his backside of the net. And I think a Cardinal was on him, so they'll stop play right here. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit GHR-EC.com. That's GHR-EC.com. Here's the drop left wing circle. Cards have it. And Brett Carlson with a quick wrist shot. Came off the goaltender, I think hit his blocker, and that one dribbled in back of him, and the Cards still have it. Here is Carlson, dangles into the left wing corner. Now is pressured, gets it back to Swobes, moves in, his shot knocked down, but he backs up and holds his zone here and throws it around from left to right. It's going to come on the half wall, now held on the near point by Sam Hebert, scoots in a few feet. Cards playing catch on D, and a shot on net, that one ripped out of the air by Fish off the stick of Caden Swoboda. So we're getting some rubber on the goaltender here. Shots 18-3, Coop.
Absolutely. I'm really loving what I'm seeing and the way they're moving the puck. And like I mentioned earlier, it just seems like they're not trying to do too much. They're making the easy play. If there's a guy open, they're moving it. So look for that to continue. And, man, I hope they can kind of carry this, you know, as the game goes on.
Ezra Lindstrom, another clean win. In the offensive zone, here's Thorpe, made a quick wrist shot. That one deflected off a stick out front of the Dockers goaltender. Cards cycle it down. They've got their eyes open here. They're looking around for some help and not just throwing the puck around the boards. Scrum forward in the left wing corner, peeled off the boards by Post, and the puck slid through the blue paint, picked up by the Cards, but then an Oerdackers stick sweeps it up. Here is Lindstrom. Cards controlling the play in the Oerdackers zone. And Chi High. Reed Post. He'll toss one to the net. It was blocked out in front. This one's going to come loose to the Cardinals zone with 3:10 left to go in the period. Shots 19-3. And Chi High and Ashland both making changes up front. Here is Jackson LeMay. Dangles. Nice hockey maneuver right there to work it into the left wing corner. And Jack has got it. Bobby on the half wall. Harassed as he tried to pick up the puck. And here comes Jackson Hoyme. Left to right. Now goes Rick wide. Over for Krista. Shot through traffic. I don't think it reached the goaltender. Hit off a player out in front. And it's going to deflect into the right wing corner and up and out of play. At least not out of play, but back out to center ice. Jack Bobby wheels and deals into the right wing corner. Moving right to left. Bobby along the goal line. He was pestered as he came right there. Lost the puck, but scoops it off the wall again. Tried to lay it over for Jackson LeMay, and he couldn't reach it on a hard shot, hard pass right there. And it's in the corner in the Ashland D zone. And knocked down by Jack Bobby, but he couldn't control it. Would have been a high stick maybe anyway. And Ashland touched it, so Chi High has got it legally right here. Across the line comes Mason Johnson. Johnson into the right wing corner. Get some off-wing help right there. We're down to a minute 58 left to go in the period. Chi High brings it out. Here is Mason Johnson. And had a stick into the puck just at the last second. He was ready to pull the trigger on a wrist shot. And somebody lifted his stick, and then the goaltender pounced on it right here. Minute 53 left to go in the period.
Ref's really letting them play here, which is a good thing.
It's postseason time.
Exactly,
you want to play,
well,
right?
Yeah, they're going to call a game differently.
Face off, glove side of Fish, the Ashland goaltender. Chi-Hi winning most of the draws here tonight, and the Cards have it right here. Swoboda with a shot right on, thumped to the corner. Here's a rebound try, and it came off the left shoulder. Fish up and out of play right here.
Another great opportunity off face-off for the Cardinals there. It seems like they're moving super well and winning a lot of face-offs. That makes a difference.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, let's see if number 7 can do it right here. Mason Johnson reaching down in the right wheel dot. And the puck is into the corner. And here is Johnson right now, quickly skating. Hands back off to Swoboda, to Johnson, top of the left wheel. Johnson moves in, loads one up, and that one ricocheted off a player, but the Cards are right on it. Forecheck is ferocious here tonight for Chi-Hi. Mason Johnson tried to take a feed. It was in his skates, and he lost it, and the Oradockers bring it out to neutral ice right here. This is Carter Bovey. Turns one in. The Cards in the midst of a line change right here with 1:07 left to go in the period. Oradockers have only been in our zone maybe 3-4 times. Maybe this is the fifth. They walk it in. Here is Pisco of Ashland. Then he was shouldered by a couple of Cardinal players that kind of pinched him off. And the puck loose in the Chi-Hi zone with 50.5 seconds left to go in the period. This is Andrew Johnson flying down the right side. Johnson into the right wing corner of the Ashland zone. Cut off right there. The puck is picked up by the Oradockers. They'll fling it back out to neutral ice as we go down to a half a minute left to go in the period. Here is Krista, lost his balance. Oradockers pitching in on the forecheck. Krista trying to get it out of his own zone. This is where Memorial scored in this last half minute of the period to tie up the game. Our last regular season game. We're down to 18 seconds to go in the period. Back out to neutral ice. Ashland's got it right here. This is Neal. Neal turns, fires one in, up right on. Shot there on Derek Strong, his fourth save of the night. And here's Gus Thorpe, just going to rag the puck here in the final closing seconds of the period. But a one last shot by Ashland on the pick inside the blue line. That almost tied up Derek Strong. Boy, you can't get caught napping here.
No, he made a really quick play there to stop that puck. That was a nice save by Derek Strong. I think he was like, oh, period's over. Turnover, you know, so props to him for being on his toes.
Yeah, just in the closing seconds you thought, well, Thorpe is going to rag this puck, but coughed it up, and there was a Ashland player about 5 feet inside the blue line, and boy, he was going wide side on Strong, and he had to be Johnny on the spot on that one.
Yeah, this Oradocker team seems like, you know, like I mentioned, they're big, but when they shoot the puck, they shoot it hard.
They do.
So, great save by Derek Strong, and you know, I think about this period, and obviously the Cardinals, the shots were 21-5. So pretty lopsided, but you got to hats off to Fish.
Yeah, he played well.
I think Liam Fish is a really talented goaltender.
Yep.
I mean, he moves so well. He's good. He's in position. He's made some great saves, and he's kept this game close.
He sure has. 21-5 the shots in favor of Chi-Hi. Only a two-goal lead here in the second. I think it was 5-0 last time we played him in the first. And, you know, you're ahead 5-0 after one period. You're pretty safe at that point. But 2-0, that is a different story here.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need more. But I don't think I don't think goals are going to be too hard to come by today. I think once those lines kind of get used to playing with each other a little bit more, it's really going to open up. But how about the play of the post Lindstrom and Johnson line. Those three seem to be playing together really, really well, and that's kind of something that I'm looking for. Looking forward now, if the Cardinals come out victorious, if we can get those guys, you know, on the same page and playing good hockey, that's going to make a huge difference as we go down the stretch.
Yeah, a little shuffling in the lines here. You think Scott Parker is going to keep this going here for the rest of the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't seen a reason for them to move them. Yet in this game, you know, there's a lot of hockey left. But I think that I think these lines are playing together pretty well. I think Brett Carlson looks really good tonight, too, playing super well with Mason Johnson. So I think that they've kind of found something here. And like I said, you know, they can move Jack Bovey back to defense if they have to. But I think tonight they're going to be just fine running their defense. And it'll give some of those guys a little bit of playoff experience coming into the next game.
All right, 2-0 lead for Chi High. Goals by Ezra Lindstrom and Mason Johnson. Shots 21-5 in favor of the home team. And we will continue with more from the Chippewa Ice Arena playoff hockey. This is Cards Hockey. WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Craig and Coop here tonight. Chippewa Ice Arena, Chi High Hockey. The Cards in the first round of the playoffs leading Ashland 2-0 after one period. So as we wait for the second period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. All right, Chi High with a 2-0 lead. We'll take it, but want to continue to pile it on here. Coop, what do we need to do to increase that lead and kind of take this away from Ashland?
I think we just kind of need to use our speed to our advantage. I think our forwards have a pretty big speed advantage on their defensemen. So little things we can do is we can chip it in behind them and get that first man in the zone and go to work from there. That, or we can just kind of try to drive the puck wide and come around them, and then have an opportunity right out in front of the net and kind of get a more of an ugly Betty type goal. And I've seen us try to do that a couple different times tonight. But, you know, we've had a lot of offensive opportunities. I think if we just kind of stay the course, eventually they'll start going in and in bunches.
Yeah, good offensive zone presence for Chi High. They've really held the zone and the ability to change lines while they're doing that and get some fresh players on and really attack their goaltender.
Yeah, like I've mentioned a couple different times, they played a really smart hockey game tonight. They're making the easy plays. And if you pass enough, eventually somebody's going to be really open, and that's when we've scored tonight. So I'm really looking for these lines to kind of gel more this period. You know, I think sometimes just that when you switch lines, there's a little bit, you know, you can only practice so much, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with where guys are going to be. They played a period together now. I think as this game goes on, it's just going to get better and better. So there was definitely a lot of flashes of brilliance that first period, so. I think it'll be a good period.
Shots 21-5 in favor of the Cards. Fifth seed here coming in tonight. All right, we'll take another break. Should be ready for puck drop in a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on Mogo Radio.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Coop was mentioning first round, lots of upsets can happen, and we might be seeing one in the offing here D.C. Everest is playing down at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. D.C. Everest, the 10 seed. Huskies are number 7. And the Evergreens lead the Huskies 2-0 after 1. I mean, it's still a lot of hockey to be played there, but who knows?
Right. I almost don't want to talk about it because I don't want to jinx
okay.
it, you know?
All right. We won't.
It's like a perfect game, Greg.
Yeah, right. 2-0 our count here. Chi High with the lead. And you would think, with the kind of pressure they've been putting on the Ashland tender, that they should be able to put some more in here in the second.
Yeah, I think once the floodgates open, and eventually Fish is going to get tired.
Yep.
He's been really resilient so far, but eventually he's going to tire out, and it'll start going in the back of the net. We see it's very similar to the Menominee goaltender. He's a very strong goaltender, but eventually it just
yep.
couldn't hold on any longer.
Yep. The Dockers are out of the locker room, and so are the Cardinals. Derek Strong heading to the north end of the barn to rough up the paint there, and Liam Fish will patrol the south end. And the Dockers finally on the ice here. Fans are in from the concession area. We are ready for some high school hockey. Round 2, period 2 here. Chi High with a 2-0 lead. Goals by the senior Ezra Lindstrom and Mason Johnson. But took a Derek Strong sensational save at the end of the period to keep it 2-0. Here we go. Jack Bobby up against Peter Fanchi for the drop of the puck here in the second of the Cards. Will hammer this one in the left wing corner of the Ashland zone. They've got it behind the cage, looking it over. Over to Bob Gus Thorpe, Bob's son. Thorpe turns, twists around, opens up some space on the wall. Thorpe has got it right now. Wheels and deals off to his left. High slot and a one-timer thumped into the corner by Fish. And the Cards hold the zone right there. Centering pass. And Thorpe is going to dance in and pick it up in the left wing corner. This one pops high. It must have hit a rafter up above because they're going to whistle this one. And a stoppage of play right here. 16:27 left to go. Second period just underway here.
Sam, Bob, Gus, they know who they are.
Right,
you just say Thorpe and they'll respond.
The Thorpe boys. Bob Thorpe, the assistant coach. His son, Gus, an outstanding defenseman. And here we go. Cards will drill this one in the left wing corner, and Chi High's got it. Here is Carter Bovey. Dances with it. Goes over to Swobes at the point. Back to Bovey. The end of the left wing corner. Back to Bovey. Top of the circle. One-timer right on. And the save steered into the left wing corner by Liam Fish. Cards have it behind the cage. Centering pass is cut off. And here comes Parker Pisco. Up the line right to the center ice. Cut off as he came in. And Bovey's got it for Chi High. Carter with a quick shot. He faked. Looking off to the right. And nearly beat Fish. As he had him goosed right there into the left wing corner. The puck loose in the Ashland D zone. 15:42 left to go. Comes back to Swobodin. Turns it toward the net. It was going to go wide, but ripped out of the air by the Dockers goaltender, and he'll hang on. Just about 2 minutes into the second period.
Another great play by Carter Bovey, and that's one of those plays that I'm sure Trevor thinks he would have put home once again.
yeah, exactly. For sure. Ezra Lindstrom has got a goal here tonight, trying to win the draw. Turns it back to the Dasher on the near side in the Hordockers zone, and this one's going to pop loose and chase down by Krista. Goes over to Bob Thorpe. Defenseman got in between, but Thorpe able to thread a pass to Lindstrom. Cut off on the breakout, and Ashland's got it right here. One-timer went wide and popped off the boards behind Derek Strong, and he'll jump on that as it came quickly out in front of him. 15:18 left to go, second period. Cards will change up D players. Swoboda comes in. Sam Hebert as well, so a fresh set of D here. Face off in the Cards defensive zone. Left wheel, and here is Sam Hebert. Wings this around on the backhand out of the zone, and Chi High's got it. Kicked off the wall, and Reed Post trying to track it down. Can't do it. Loose out in front. And here is Post. Took a pass right there from Andy Johnson. Post in the corner. Post picks it up. Now drops it back in the left wing corner. To the point to Swoboda. He goes rink wide. Here's a shot taken by Hebert. That one couldn't get through. To Swoboda. Quick shot. Oh, it was knocked out in front. Redirected. And the Cards got a goal from Lindstrom, his second of the night. And it's 3-0.
Another goal from that line. And they've well-deserved. They've been playing great hockey this evening. And it was really only a matter of time before they scored again, especially with the way they're moving the puck between Reed Post and Ezra Lindstrom.
Lindy right out in front, and he knocked that puck down. Good eyesight right there by the senior.
Getting ready for baseball season.
You bet. Caden Swoboda, the assist, along with Sam Hebert. And Lindstrom, who's been pretty quiet here lately, picks up his second goal of the night. Chi High with their third goal of the game. And back to action. Chi High's got it right here. Thorpe, and another redirect try. Man, that just missed. Jackson LeMay was parked on the right post and nearly turned that one into the back of the net. And this is Chi High. It is Jackson Hoy, man. A quick shot by Thorpe as he was allowed to skate right to the bottom of the wheel on the near side. And that one came off the shoulder of Fish and up and out of play. Boy, you just see that the team is in the zone here, and they're patient. They're looking around more. They know they've got more time than, you know, sometimes you feel like you got to rush everything. They look patient. They kind of slowed the game down here a little bit.
Right. This team is locked in mentally, and that really says a lot about the leadership of this team.
Shots 27-5 in favor of the Cards. Jack Bobey loads one up, and that one screaming wide of the cage, but caught in the air by Fish. Shots 27-5 in favor of Chi High. And you feel, Coop, like you're about ready to bust it out here.
Yeah, it just feels like a volcano just building,
right.
Building, and it's just about to boil over.
Here is Thorpe. Dances with the puck along the blue stripe. Tried to backhand a pass ahead. That was cut off, and Thorpe quickly back to his own D zone to pick it up. Chi High marches out. Here's Jack Bobey. Was dancing through neutral ice, lost it, picks it back up again. Bobey turns it toward the cage. He was running out of room as he was skating to the goal line, launched one, and that one tied the goaltender up a little bit. Chi High in the forecheck, keeping it in right here, and now it's going to carry him across, and Thorpe just patiently hanging on to it as his teammates touch up. Get on sides. 13:28 left to go as the puck flies over the glass and out of play. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The drop of the right circle. Chi High with a clean win. Back on the right side. Here's a quick shot by Swoboda. Low to the ice and just picked up some lumber coming through and got redirected to the right corner. Banked off the wall by Hebert. Cards have it out of neutral ice. Now picked off by Ashland. They go to the near wall and pump one in. It's Ty Obey trying to chase it down as he laid one left wing corner, but Chi High gets there first. On the break, tape to tape. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, beats the D, tries a backhander. Couldn't quite pull the trigger on that, but picks it back up himself on the half wall. Drops it down low. Hands off to Jackson Hoym. Now to Gus Thorpe through traffic and snatched out of the air right there by Fish. The Dockers goaltender, 12:40 left to go, and he'll hang on for the draw in his own zone.
I think Gus is probably getting a little frustrated with Fish because
yeah.
He just keeps getting opportunity after opportunity, and Fish just keeps making saves.
Keep pounding the door,
exactly.
Gus.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll happen.
It's going to go in. Shots 29-5. In favor of the Cards, but they only lead it 3-0. 12:37 left to go. Back to action. Chi High's got it. Behind the net. Now it comes out. Here is Thorpe right there. That hit off some traffic. Rebound try by Andy Johnson. Didn't make it through. And this one is going to be pumped back into the Cards' defensive zone. Here is Thorpe with some steam. Comes in. Cards were offside, so he had to back off. Reed Post was just inside the line, and now they hit the reset button and come in. Andrew Johnson lost it as he went down low, and that allows Ashland to clear it, but there's an icing call against the Oerdockers. 12:04 left to go here in the second period. Well, get Wisconsin real Wisconsin cheese curds made only with the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown and served hot at your Culver's of Lake Halley. 12:04 remaining second period. Cards up 3-0. Two in the first, one more here in the second. Pushed into the right wing corner, but Ashland's got it. They'll cycle it around the boards. They get it up to the blue line, but can't clear, and now it comes across. Ashland's got it out at neutral, but Rennie Sims is surrounded. Lost the rock, and Chai High able to clear out to neutral ice. Here is Carter Bovey. Bovey one on two, moves in, tried to split the D. Bovey picked up the rebound and threw it in. Jack Bovey. That was Carter Bovey. Jack Bovey was parked down low but couldn't get the puck to him.
The linesman almost got the assist. Yeah, he would have scored on that one.
He just got in the middle.
Yeah, he just got stuck a little
Tyler
bit.
Tyler Miller. And the puck is iced by Ashland here. And you can kind of see some gas coming out of the tank there. They're not down to fumes, but they are pumping a little harder.
Yeah, and they're starting to ice the puck a lot.
Yep. 11:29 left to go, second period. Cards have the draw. Here's Gus Thorpe, backpedals over to Carlson. Carlson tried to hit Carter Bovey, but I don't think they connected mentally there, and Bovey lost the puck, or it came off his skate, and Ashland dumps it in behind Derek Strong. He's only had to make 5 saves here tonight. The puck still inside the zone in the right wing corner. Who's going to get there first? Chai High's got it. Can they break out? Ashland parked at the blue line. Cards have it. They'll swing it deep in the zone over to Carlson, but he can't reach it. And Kristen's got it for Chai High. Here is Gus Thorpe to Carlson. And Brett's got it. Dances up the ice and now hands off for Carter Bovey. Over from Mason Johnson. Johnson left wing corner. Relentless comes in, fires a shot on net. And one of those narrow angles, and the goaltender's right there hugging the left post to hold on to it with 10:39 left to go, second period.
Yeah, I really like Carlson and Johnson together. That seems to be going really well.
Here's Ezra Lindstrom at the right dot, and the Cards get the clean win. And boy, they nearly exited the zone on the pass from Sam Hebert, but picked up on the near wing by Swobes. In the corner, Lindstrom pumps it back for the D. A shot on net, rebound try. It was knocked out in front, and it was Foyles, who was down on one knee, trying to sweep it toward the cage and couldn't make it. And Ashland clears out through center, and icing's going to be called. I thought they might wave it off as Sam Hebert had a chance. It popped underneath his stick, and there's an icing call with 10:10 left to go, second period. So they'll reassemble some fresh players on the ice here. The Jack Bovey line out there for Chai High. And the faceoff against their top line here in the second period. 10 minutes exactly left to go, second stanza. And here is Jackson Hoym. Throws one in on the net. Where is it? Fish couldn't find it. Got some help from his D. Swept it out of harm's way. And the puck carried back out to neutral ice. Here is LeMay. Jackson across the line. Hands off to Jack Bovey. He was flying to the hole. Then lost the puck. Picked it back up, tried a centering pass. Going to come to Krista. Tapped out in front. Traffic in front of LeMay. Or in front of Fish, rather. Liam Fish. And this one is high in the zone with 9.5 left to go in the period. Cards still control the zone. Here is Jackson LeMay. Turns, fired one. Came off the pads of a Ashland D. And it's still inside the zone. It's going to be picked up right there by Jackson Hoym. We might have our first penalty of the night. It's going to be on Jackson LeMay, and Ashland will get their first power play of the night.
Yeah, I can't see down there, so I'm really not exactly sure what happened, but LeMay sometimes, he's a physical hockey player, and I'm sure he just, maybe followed through a little bit high or something like that.
Ashland on the power play at 61.5%.
Wow. Woof.
Cards on the kill at 93.8%. And Ashland's got it right here. Let's see this powerful power play right now. Played around the boards. Oerdackers have it on the near side. That's Ty Obi. And this one skips out of the zone and comes back for Ethan Peterson. On the far side is Gavin Muncher for the guys in purple. He lost the puck, and Chi-High will change up some players right here, at least one, as Jack Bobby comes up with a fresh set of legs. It is Muncher to the blue line, lost the puck, and this one's going to ricochet back into the Oerdackers zone. They played it on the near side. Blind pass that was cut off by the Cards. We're at a minute 12 left to go in the power play. This one slides along the blue line, back for the Oerdackers D, but they can't connect, and Chi-High dumps it into the Oerdackers zone. Chi-High looking for a pick here and a shorting. 8:15 left to go in the second period. Cards throw one on net. Save made by Fish, and they'll dump it in, and here comes Sam Hebert off the ice right here. 45 seconds to go in the power play. Clock at 8 minutes, Chi-High up 3-0. Ashland into the zone. Man, they had their captain, Cabisto, way inside the line. Little miscommunication there, so that stops play right here.
Yeah, he was making a rush.
Yeah.
He was way in there.
Another time zone, yeah. Right there. So they'll go to the dot outside the Chi-High D zone. Mason Johnson looking for the win on the draw, but Ashland gets it back for their D, but stepping in between the D was Carter Bobey to ricochet that one back in the left wing corner. Johnson came in looking for a feed from the corner, and he got it! And Johnson laid one right in on the goaltender, trying a quick shot. Nice tic-tac-toe right there from Carter Bobey to Mason, but the goaltender swallowed that one up. But a good thought. I mean, you want to release quickly, and they did.
Oh, yeah, it was a fantastic play. Working the puck down low and then a great pass out front, but once again, Fish just gets there.
Yep, 22 seconds left to go in the power play. A one-timer there by Gus Thorpe, and that one stopped by Fish. He has been the difference here tonight. There's no question. Shots 36-5. In favor of Chi-High. They still only have a 3-0 lead.
He is the reason that this game is not.
Here is
six.
Johnson with a try as he was screaming in on the net. That one came off Fish and up to the netting, out of play.
Well, that was quick.
It
off
was.
The, off the draw.
Right but. Off the draw. Johnson was in the grill of Fish. Somehow that there's a pun right there in the grill of Fish, or Fish on the grill or something. 16 seconds to go in the power play. 7:34 on the clock here in the second. Greg and Coop up here. Our producer is Awesome Dawson Halverson. And here we go. 7.5 left to go. Power play winging down to the final 10 ticks of the clock here. Ashland's got it patiently waiting for some open ice. They'll draw it around the boards and up to the blue line and out, but that'll end the power play. The Cards are back to full strength as Andrew Johnson's on the ice for the Chi-High Cardinals. Here they come. Lindstrom with a couple of goals, fanned on it as he was coming down the ice. He wanted to hit Derek Post at the blue line, but couldn't connect. And the Cards have to retreat out to neutral ice and pump one in. Ashland on the breakout right here. This is Ty Obi across the line, but had no room right there. Was stopped as he came into the Chi-High zone. Ashland throws it into the zone here, and the Cards will give chase as we take it down to 6:40 left in the second. 3-0 Chi-High lead. Tapped ahead there by Andrew Johnson. Drop pass from Post to Johnson. One-timer into the mitt of Fish. There's no doubt about it here, Coop. We got to make this guy move around or get some traffic out in front of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he is a solid goaltender.
Yeah, his glove is almost unbeatable, it seems like. So we got to get him moving left to right, like you mentioned. Get some, take his eyes away if we can, and that's going to help.
6:31 left to go, second period. Offensive zone face-off for Chi-High, but Ashland's got it right here. They will work it along their own goal line up to the forward on the near side. Still inside the zone. Jack Bovey on the forecheck. 6:17 left to go as we tick it down here of a second. And here is Jackson Hoy. Started with some gusto into the zone, but stopped and in transition is Ashland. A one-timer on net. Card off the pads of Derek Strong, and the Cards a little bit of sleep right now. Finally get the puck and carry it out. Derek Strong had to make another big save. A couple of really strong, solid saves for Derek Strong. Here's a shot from the blue line. Bobby was down there, couldn't redirect, and it's the hard around from Ashland, and Chi High can't work at the forecheck. Here comes the Oerdockers right now. There's a shot on net from Gabe Cavisto, and Chi High trying to catch the Oerdockers in the midst of a change, but the offside's call right there. You can see Jackson Hoym with his stick saying, get the puck to me, as the Oerdockers, you know, a long distance from their own zone, were in the midst of a change, but there's an offsides against Chi High.
Yeah, I think Jackson Hoym was trying to get away with one there. You know, he's a really smart hockey player. Yeah.
So it's going to come back into the Chippewa zone here. 5:29 remaining second period. Cards trying to move on to the second round of the playoffs. Hudson's playing Ashland tonight, or pardon me, Merrill tonight. So the winner of that game plays at Hudson on Thursday. The winner of this and the winner of that game. Chi High with a shot right there. Came off the goaltender. Back to Thorpe. Glides along the blue line. A one-timer. Rebound was out there. Carlson trying to scrape it up. And Fish pushed it against the metal of his net. And hangs on to that one with 5:01 left to go. Yeah, Gus Thorpe must be incredibly frustrated because he's had some beautiful heavy shots from the blue line, but nothing has gotten through Fish yet.
Yeah, he's just got to stay the course. It'll all pan out.
Yep.
Those are 40th shot of the night.
40-8, the shots in favor of the Cards. 4:59 and counting left to go, second period. And here is Derek Post as he slid between the blue line, between the wheels, pardon me, at the hash marks. Let go with a shot, went over the crossbar, and it's cleared by Ashland. Sam Hebert backs up in his own zone, looks for Andrew Johnson. He handles it, gives it ahead for Lindstrom, and Lindy threw it down the ice. No icing call. He was a few steps behind the red line, but they're going to wave it off with 4:28 left to go, and it's inside the zone. Andrew Johnson trying to peel it off the dasher to put one out in front, and Ashland's got it. Now they move it up the ice, and here is Kellen Truitt. Comes in, fires a shot off the glove, got a piece of the glove of Strong. Hard off the corner on the near wing, and this one's going to exit the stage left out of the Card zone. Scramble for it out at neutral ice. Swobes is on it. Hands it back to Sam Hebert, and the Cards got some energy as they come in. Jackson Hoym. Hoym dives underneath the D from right to left. Works it to Jack Bovey, but he was tied up, and this one's going to cross the blue line. The Cards have to backpedal and get on sides here. Gus Thorpe, it was picked off, and here's Obi with a chance, and Obi's stick went flying high in the air. No, that was Gus Thorpe's stick that went flying high in the air, and the shot missed. Back out to neutral ice. Cards have to hit the reset button right here. Cards gotten away with a couple of mistakes here tonight and haven't burned them because of their goaltender, Derek Strong. 3:20 left to go. Here's a shot that went in on the redirect off Jack Bobby, and it's 4-0. Bobby coming through the low slot, just put his stick down, and it caromed off that lumber and in.
Yeah, like you said, you know, we got Fish moving there. Looked like that was Gus Thorpe on the assist.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Gus Thorpe was shooting for a stick.
Yeah.
And it just worked out perfect. Jack Bovey's got a really strong stick. Into the back, and then it goes.
All right, so in the fourth, or rather in the second period, it was 34. Jack Bovey with the goal, his 14th of the year. And the assist going to Gus Thorpe here in the second. 13:42, time of that goal here in the second. The Cards have a decent lead now. And here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, back pedals, lays one over for Carter Bobey, and the one-timer is squeezed between the pads by Fish.
Yeah, I could see what Carter Bobey was shooting at from our angle. There was a nice little hole right there. Fish able to shut the door yet again.
2:48 left to go here in the second. Chi High with two in the first, two more in the second. On WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll have girls hockey for you on Thursday night. The CFM Sabres in their first playoff game of the year will host Black River Falls. We'll have the pregame show at 6:40. Scramble for it. Cards crash in the net. Where is it? It's in the paint. Finally, the whistle sounds from Grady Richards. Just about everybody was parked in the goal crease right there. And finally, they saw the goaltender Fish put the glove on it.
I was waiting to see a defenseman come in there like a bowling ball.
It's a strike. Shots 45-8. The Cards ahead in that department. They lead it 4-0. 2:32 left to go here in the second. Swept to the boards. Chi High in the attack. Here's Reed Post. Gives it up. And the puck laid down for Andrew Johnson in the low slot. Johnson with a try. And Post a backhand off the rebound. But nothing doing for Liam Fish. 2:21 left to go. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2:20 on the game clock here. Chi High trying to move on in the playoffs. Ezra Lindstrom with a couple of goals. Bends over to take the draw. Lindy into the left wing corner. Cards have it. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson lays it back to the near corner. Now they'll go point wise and a redirect by Post. And he turned it in the corner. And this one's going to skip back in the Chi High zone. Gus Thorpe races to get it. Thorpe riding an Ashland player, stops, opens up some ice, now goes on the near wing, and the Cards are out of their zone, and they'll pitch it into the Ashland end of the ice, but it's cleared back by the Oerdockers. And what do we have? Played with a hand pass here. 1:46 on the game clock left in the second period.
Really fast period.
Yeah, only one penalty so far tonight.
Yeah, it's
was
been a
by
really,
Ashland.
Really clean game.
Cards really didn't. I don't know if they even got a shot on it. Did they get a shot on it? I don't even think they got a shot on that power play. Anyway, here is Jack Bobby. Take the D zone draw, but a clean win for Ashland. The Oerdockers player fanned on it. That was Ty Obie, whose stick was broken. Now he drops that. Chi High's got it on the attack. Here is Jack Bobby. Screaming right down the slot. Laid one on the goaltender. Comes back to the point. Who's got it? Jack Bobie's got it. Offloads over to Jackson Hoym. To Bobie. To Hoym. And turns. Finds the puck. Tries a one-timer on the forehand. And that one into the gillet of Liam Fish. 1:20 on the game clock here in the second. Wholesale changes for both teams right here.
Yeah, I think I'm sure Scott Parker is pushing to try to get one more before the end of the period. It's just like that final.
Yep.
Just this
nailed
is over.
The coffin, so to speak. 48-8, the shots in favor of Chi High, and they push this one back right between the D's. So Krista has to race back to get it with 1:12 on the game clock here in the second period. He rides it and hands off to Mason Johnson. Johnson with some wheels, moves in, trying to split the D. Centering pass right there. And nobody for the team in white to pick it up. It's in, loose in the left wing corner. We go under a minute to play here in the second period. A scrum in the left wing corner. Chi High holding the zone. And this is Gus Thorpe. Moves in. Shoots one on net. Trying to go 5-0 right there. But squeezed by Fish.
I wonder how many shots he has tonight. It's got to be 10, 15 shots. I mean,
shots on goal and Gus Thorpe shots. Tally both, huh? 47.6 on the game clock here. Draw in the O-zone for Chi High. And here's Jack Bobby off the backhand. A high shot. Drifted over the right post. And a one-timer on net. That one steered into the netting, up and out of play by Liam Fish. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 35.4 on the game clock here in the second. Chi High with two in the first, two more in the second. They lead it 4-0, and Thorpe has got it right here. Thorpe lays it on the half wall. Over to Jackson Hoym. To Mason Johnson, to Hoym. Hoym down the slot, it went in. How did that one make it through? There were a couple of Ashland players and Jack Bobby in the paint. And I'm not sure who's going to get
Gus
the goal
Thorpe.
There. Yep, you got it.
What happened was the Cardinals just had the middle packed, and Fish couldn't see a thing, and Gus Thorpe had a lot of net to shoot at, and you give that guy enough net to shoot at, he'll find it almost every time.
Well, he's been knocking at the door all night.
Yeah.
And Gus Thorpe, with his ninth goal, his 29th point of the season, makes it 5-0. That's what Scott Parker was hoping for, that fifth goal here going into the locker room. And to build on that, as Chi High is deep in the zone, we're ticking it down to 10 seconds left to go. Card still wheeling and dealing inside the zone. And Thorpe, oh, did he make that one through? Oh, Gus Thorpe just scored for Chi High in the final seconds of the period. 4.4 on the game clock, and he has scored back-to-backers here.
Man, he makes that look easy, doesn't he?
Oh, my goodness.
What a laser. And right past Fish, I think Gus Thorpe is, I think his frustrations are probably over now. That's two goals in like 20 seconds. What a play.
16:55 of the second period. So exactly 15 seconds in between on the goals. Gus Thorpe picks up his ninth and tenth goals of the season to make it 6-0. Gus Thorpe back to backers here. And Lindstrom will get an assist and 22. Caden Swoboda on that one. And Chi High with a 6-0 lead. Boy, they just pumped it in in a short time, didn't they?
Yeah, the floodgates opened finally. Yep. Like I mentioned, I figured it would happen. I think Fish was getting a little bit tired, and we finally are getting that traffic out front that we've been looking for. So I think the mix of those two things really allowed the Cardinals to score in bunches that period.
Yeah, I believe we'll go to running time here.
That is correct. Yep, six goals.
In the third period. So the Cards with a nice period. And just really wheeling and dealing in the Ashland zone. I mean, they're just pouncing on their goaltender, and it's been Liam Fish who's kept this team. Really could have been 10-12-0 already, but Fish has just been fantastic for Ashland. And teams can't generate a whole lot offensively here tonight, so that's kind of what's been happening for them.
Yeah, They're a little bit outgunned, I think, tonight. I think that their team definitely has got, like, you know, there's no quit there yet.
Right.
You know, when they're getting their rushes, they're doing everything they can. I think the Cardinals is just a little bit much for them. But Liam Fish is, without a doubt, a phenomenal goaltender.
Absolutely. All right, so the count is 6-0 in favor of Chi High. Ready to move on to the second round against the winner of Hudson and Merrill on Thursday night. Shots 52-8 in favor of the Cards. And we will continue with more of this WIA playoff game. 6-0 Chi High. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocum & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls congratulates our local student athletes on a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald playoff teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, Cards up 6-0 on the Ashland Oerdockers. Two in the first, and then a couple of quickies at the end of the period from number 18. Gus Thorpe, 15 seconds apart, and 6-0, so we can just ride the wave all the way home here, huh?
Right. Yeah, we definitely can ride it all the way home, but I don't know if that's the right course of action because it's the playoffs now. I don't want to be mean, but I think we should need to keep pouring it on because I think if you kind of let up easy and you start doing that type of stuff,
carries over to the next
exactly
game,
so I think the message in the locker room needs to be pour the coals on, don't stop, be relentless. This is the time where you kind of take feelings out of it.
Sure.
This is hockey now. It's time to win. So
get some momentum going here. So we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Yeah, you can see the Cards are really locked in here tonight, and they're all over the ice here in the Ashland zone. Only 8 shots on net on our goaltender, and Derek Strong has made some really good saves here to keep it 6-0. But now Chai just needs to keep that pedal to the metal here in the third.
Exactly, and our mental focus tonight has been unbelievable. We haven't made very many mental mistakes tonight, so I think that says a lot about our leadership in the locker room. I think Jack Bovee and Hoym and Mason Johnson have done a really good job getting this team prepared to play playoff hockey tonight.
Yeah, and those two, Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, were on opposite lines or different lines here tonight. Now they're kind of playing together a little bit more. So Scott Parker making some moves here during the game.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's an Austin Taylor move there.
Oh, okay,
That's my guess. That's
the offensive brain trust right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. I think Austin and probably Coach Redders too are trying to see what's going to work.
Yep,
you know.
Yep.
Obviously, I said I kind of like the lines the way they were, but sometimes as the game evolves, you need to evolve your lines too. You know, you see at higher levels, they do that a lot.
Sure.
So I think that's what they're kind of doing. I'm not sure if we're going to see like a set of lines as the game goes on, and especially as in that Hudson game. I'm sure they're going to be moving it to kind of meet the need of the game, which takes a pretty high hockey IQ to make that call.
Sure but does.
I think if anybody can, it's going to be Coach Redders and Coach Taylor.
All right. So we're a few minutes away from puck drop to take us into the third period. Chi High is up 6-0 on Ashland. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls congratulates our local student-athletes on a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald playoff teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Cards up 6-0 on Ashland in this WIAA regional, looking to move on to Thursday night, probably at Hudson. We don't have a score in that game, but Hudson is the number 4 seed. They're playing Merrill at home tonight. the 13 seed. And we anticipate that game will be Thursday night. Now, we won't be able to make it there. Their facilities are all up in upheaval, and no facilities to do the game over at Hudson. So we're staying home and happy to bring you the CFM Sabres girls hockey game. They're the number 2 seed, and they will play Black River Falls. We'll have it for you 6:40 on Thursday night here on WOGO. Our buddy Jeff Harms, hockey, big Chi-High hockey fan down in Lawrence, Kansas, checking in tonight, saying he's tuned in on WOGO.com. Jeff, thanks a lot. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks for checking in. If you'd like to do that as well from any place in the country, maybe you're checking in on our streaming play-by-play here tonight on WOGO.com. Our text line is 715-828-1020, 715-828-1020.
I know my grandparents are listening in. I got my family down in Iowa listening in.
Terrific.
As always. So it's fun. You know, especially for a playoff game, I feel like we get a lot more people listening in.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
Wherever you might be, we're glad you're aboard here tonight. Chi-High looking to ride this one home here in the third period. And there's a drop of the puck. And Brett Krista's got it for the Cards. Krista worked hard into the wall, but he got it in the zone. And a shot on net.
That's in.
Right there by Jackson.
That went in, Greg. We scored.
Yep. It went on the right side, found the back of the cage. And Jackson Hoy makes it 7-0. Just, what is that, 13 seconds into the period in the third here. 8 from 7 right there. Jackson Hoym picks up his team-leading 21st goal, 45th point of the season. And it is 7-0, 16:35 left to go in this one. Running time, so the clock will keep ticking here. Gus Thorpe has got it for Chi-High. Hands off to Ethan Foyles into the zone. It was chipped out. Backtracking to get it is Hoym right here. Banks it off the wall on the near side, trying to catch up with the puck himself. And this one's going to pop back out to neutral ice, and a whistle stops play right here. But the clock keeps ticking.
Oh, it looks like Ashland's going to have too many.
Too many men on the ice, so that'll give Chi-High the power play right here. First time on the man advantage. Bench minor on Ashland, so the Cards will have the power play, and that's been improving here this year. I mean, it was woeful the first part of the season, but now they're 22.9%.
Yeah, I think that shows a lot of, about the Cardinal coaching staff and what they're able to accomplish.
Ashland on the kill at 75%, and the faceoff in the Oerdacher's zone here. Little discussion down there amongst the referees. And we're back to action. The Ozone dropping the puck for the Cards. Here's Swoboda. Near side for Carter Bovey. Looks it over. Bovey will hang on to the puck. And a shot right there. This one goes to the left side. Over to Jackson LeMay. And that one didn't get it past Liam Fish. And there is Jack Bovey with a chance, and Fish scooped that one up and hangs out here. 15:37 and counting. Minute 35 to go in the power play for Chi-High, but this running clock is going to evaporate some of that time. Mason Johnson will take the draw for the Cards, and they work it back to Thorpe. Glides along the blue line, lobs it over on the left side, and a one-timer by Carlson is eaten up there by Fish. 15 minutes to go, third period. Cards up 7-0. Shots 56-8 in favor of Chi-High. And here is Carlson. Walks it along the blue line. Now lobs it over on the near side. And it's Thorpe with a one-timer. Traffic out in front. There's Derek Post. Swatted at it a couple of times on the backhand, but the Cards still control. Thorpe at the blue line, pitches in, his one-timer off the window behind the tender, and this one's going to ricochet all the way down the ice, and Thorpe has got to get on his horse and get to it. Down to half a minute left to go in the power play. 14:30 on the game clock here in the third. Here is Thorpe. We'll throw one ahead over for Jackson Hoym. Hoym into the right wing corner. Wheels and deals now back up on top. Here's Swobes to Carlson inside the left wing circle and didn't get much on the pass. It was red and cut off right there by Ashland. And we're just down to 5 seconds to go on the power play. Touch pass to Jackson Hoym. He's in the zone trying to hit Mason Johnson screaming down the slot. And that didn't work, and the Cards quickly out of the power play with this running clock here. 13:50 on the game clock. Jack Bobey stalled as he came up on the left side. Now he's going to try it on the near wing. And here comes Chai High into the zone. Andrew Johnson lays it off to the left for Jack Bobey. Turned and fired one. Didn't get a whole lot on it. And this one is picked off and sent into the left wing corner. Cards have it on the half wall. Now a scramble right here, and this one's going to be pitched down the ice by Ashland. Cards up 7-0, looking to move on, probably against Hudson Thursday night. Here's Andrew Johnson trying to hit Ethan Foyles as he came down the slot, but that one had some traffic in front and cleared. 13:05 left to go third period, and the Cards reset in their own zone. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe from behind his goaltender. Looks on the near wing for Carlson. Brett stopped for a moment. Now up the ice on the near side. And this one is into the zone in the slot. Cut off there by the Oerdockers. And an icing call right here. Shots 59-8 in the third period.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy gap there.
Last year the shots were, pardon me, were 50-11. Now it's 59-8. In favor of the Cards. Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They have been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Cards have it in the Oerdocker zone. Left wing corner is Carter Bobey. Turns, fires back to the point. Jackson LeMay now trails it, tracks it down for the Cards on the half wall in the zone, and finally it is pushed out to neutral by Ashland. 11:51 left to go. Banked off the near dasher. Cards are in. Stepping in is Bobey right along the blue line. Had to chase it down himself. It was gliding across. And here is Sam Hebert off the backhand into the left wing corner. Jackson LeMay steps in, fires one off the tender, and ricochets into the right wing corner. 11:28 left to go here in the third period. Cards still have it. Left wing corner. Centering pass, and that one didn't make it all the way through. One-timer on net from Krista. And right there is Fish, who's played well all night. 11:11 left to go with the drop inside the Oerdocker zone here.
I have a feeling Fish is going to be pretty sore tomorrow.
He'll be a one tired kid on that long bus ride back to the North Country, right along Lake Superior. Here is Mason Johnson. We'll carry it deep in the zone. Out in front. Cards scrambling to get there. This one turned into the corner by the Oerdockers. Johnson's got it right now. Johnson was dropped on the check, and it's going to slide out to neutral for Brett Krista. 10:35 in the game clock. Chai High up 7-0 at 2 in the first. And then four more in the second and one here in the third to make it 7-0. We got a cross check right here. And this is going to be on Ashland, so the Cards will have their second power play of the night.
Yeah, starting to see Ashland show a little bit of frustration here. Cards, you got to stay away from that type of play. Hopefully nobody gets hurt here in this last 10 minutes.
Pulled back into the corner by the Oerdockers. Picked up right now and flung down the ice by Harma. And minute 50 to go on the power play for Chai High. We're at 10:14 on the game clock, and here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe marches up the ice, crosses the line, will pull the trigger on a shot himself, floated high over the net, and comes all the way back into the Card zone. Chai High gets organized right here. Brett Carlson is going to bring it up the ice himself. Now through neutral, steps in across the line, and then was stalled out. But here's Thorpe trailing him, and he held the zone. Gus Thorpe has got it. Carlson backtracks to the blue line along with Jackson Hoym, and now it is Thorpe back to where he belongs. Thorpe took the feed from Carlson, gives it right back. Carlson tried to thread the needle, and it's put in right there by Mason Johnson. Oh, man. He shelved the goaltender and made it look so easy.
That is what you call a laser.
Yeah. Carlson and Gus Thorpe, who's having a nice night here. At least the second, third periods, he was stalled out.
He's played a phenomenal game.
Yeah. 7:29, time of the goal here. For number seven, Mason Johnson picks it up here. Johnson's had a part in the last few goals, had one 13 seconds into the third period, and an earlier assist to Gus Thorpe. So a big night. And I should say another goal. He had an unassisted goal at 10:41 back in the first. So 4 points here for Mason.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much par for the course for Mason Johnson, right? You know, he's a phenomenal hockey player, and he's going to score big games like this.
Yeah, by the way, that was a power play goal. 8:52 left to go. Third period, 8-0. Cards beat Ashland 12-0 last year. So that's feasible here tonight with 8:43 left to go on the clock. Here is Reed Post. Cards have kept the pedal to the metal here in the third period. Back, this one floats into the Chi-High zone, picked up by Krista. Looks over for Malonga, who's out there right now, getting his first shift of the night. Here is Ezra Lindstrom. 8:18 left to go. Lindy pounded up against the dasher right here with 8:13 left to go. And it is Brett Carlson who had a chance. A shot right there from the point. Ricocheted hard off the wall. And Chi High on the forecheck right here. This is Carter Bovey. Bovey tried to lay it back right there for Brett Krista. They couldn't keep the zone. And Carter Bovey on the back check. Picks it up. Fires one off the... off the lid of Fish. Where is it? Came right off his face mask. And Bobby jams this one into the zone with 7:39 left to go, third period. And picked up right there by Ashland's A.J. Neal. He'll carry it in back of his tender. And still inside the zone and now cleared out to neutral right here. Shot 62-8 in favor of the home team. Banked off the wall by Hebert. Cards back to action inside the zone. Holding it. And here's Jackson LeMay. Turns, rips one toward the net. And the rebound is put in right there by the Cards. Ethan Foyles. Going to start to run out of room here. From 21 and 8 here in the third period.
Yeah, you can see a little frustrations from Fish after that goal, a little slap of the stick. In reality, there's really nothing he could have done there. He had nobody to help him. It was a 2-on-0.
The eighth goal of the season for Foyles. And the assist going to Jackson LeMay and Jackson Hoym. And it is 9-0 Chi High with 6:47 left to go here in the third. Ashland on the break. They work it out into the zone. Tyobe with a shot on net. Save there. Ninth of the night, for Derek Strong. Here are the Cards into the zone. Carrying it in was Mason Johnson. Stuffed in between a couple of D. And the Cards have it right here. Jackson Hoym tried to lay it down for Johnson, but ran out of space, and Ashland will dump this one into the Chi-High zone. 6:15 left on the game clock here in the third. This is Reed Post. Post ducks underneath the defense, lays one right out in front. Andrew Johnson was there, but he didn't see it, and the puck's still loose inside the Oradockers' defensive end of the ice. Here is Swobes, picks it up on the forehand, one-timer. That went off the blocker into the corner, picked up by the Cards. Backpedaling is Jack Bovey. His wrist shot flew a little wide of the cage into the right-wing corner, 5:44 on the game clock here in the third. And it pops up and out of play right here to stop the action. But help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. That's sim4kids.com. Face off in the card zone. Hit the netting, up and out of play. By the way, if it's time for maybe a new bathroom, you have an overdue bathroom remodel, treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Maybe you want to add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Running time taking us quickly through the third here, huh?
Yeah, it looks like about 4:30 left, so.
Everybody seems to be okay with just kind of patiently walking through the end of this period.
Yep, I give Ashland a lot of credit, too, for just kind of seemingly respectful ending to this game, and hopefully stays that way.
4:17 left on the clock here as the Cards will siphon this one off the wall and out to neutral ice. And a whistle stops play right here. And let's see if we have a penalty or the puck maybe cleared the rink here.
I think it was a hand pass.
Okay. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls at cbosm.com/wogo. cbosm.com/WOGO. Puck again thrown out of the rink. Under 3.5 minutes to play here and a 9-0 Chi-High lead over Ashland. Face off to the right of the goaltender, Fish, who's played in there all night. Their coach, Daryl Penner, has decided to leave him out there. A lot of coaches would have pulled him, but he has been terrific, and he can go back with his head held high here tonight, even a 9-0 loss. This one is brushed into the Oradocker zone. Ethan Foyles trying to track it down. 2:50 left to go in the game. Comes back to the Cards. Dan, a shot on net. That was redirected out in front, but Fish got down on it very quickly and kept the puck out in front of him. And now it's thrown out of the rink, and that will stop play here. Not stop the clock with 2:34 left to go. And do we have a penalty coming up here? Coincidentals, a slash call against Gavin Moncher of Ashland. Mason Johnson had a rough call there, so they'll
rein it in here a little bit. Yep. I guess I spoke a little bit too soon on the nice ending to the game.
Sure. 2:34 left to go, so coincidentals. These guys will sit it out at the two-minute mark or till the end of the game. Here's Derek Post. Turns, fires one deep in the Ashland zone. And Lindstrom fell down trying to get to it behind the goaltender. Lindy now picks it back up, and the puck is in the back of the net, not a play here. 2:09 left to go as we count it down here in the third period. Catch up with Scott Parker on our post-game show. Have our Holly Bobie Names You Know stats recap and the post-Glassmere post-game show just ahead here on WOGO. Jack Bobby going cross ice for Swobes, and Ashland nearly read it. Had a player almost in between Bobes and Swobes. And the puck in the right wing corner here. We're down to 1.5 minutes left to go in this one. And Ashland will dump it down into the Chi-High zone, and Swobes is the first guy to get there. Dishes one off to his right. Here's a pass for Reed Post. The senior comes in. Post underneath the D, and a one-timer goes in. Post threw it in over the left shoulder of the goaltender. Man, that was a nice goal there by number 14.
Yeah, absolutely no quit from the Cardinals here, kind of like I expected. I really like that, just seeing that it is the playoffs. Usually I would tell, you know, kind of have them scale back or want them to scale back, but there's no need for that in the playoffs, and a heck of a goal by Reed Post.
15:38 of the third period, and Post with a goal, his seventh of the season. He had an assist on the first goal, gets a goal right here. And we're ticking it down to about a minute left to go in this one. Cards beat Ashland 12-0 last year. And they have a 10-0 lead right now over the Oerdockers as we are under a minute to play. Ashland's got it in the corner. Here is Vaskilich. And they work it up to the Chi-High zone. Now we got to protect that shutout here for Derek Strong. 45 seconds left to go. Here are the Cards on the break. A pass intended for Carter Bobey. Can't control. Chi-High in the midst of a change right here. 35 seconds left to go. Post right back out there again. Oh, what a hit he put on A.J. Neal. Neal had his head down, and Post made him pay right there. He dropped into the ice. Derek's got a little weight behind him. He could put a check on as we are at 17 seconds left to go here.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the game.
I think so. Woof.
Yeah, I think Post just kind of keeping everybody in check there, saying, yeah, if you want to do this, we'll do it back. So,
yep. Now time's going to run out. So the Cardinals congratulate their goaltender. And Ashland's season is over. They finish at 14-9-1. The Cards pick up a much-needed win. Continue on in the postseason. They are 16-9 and will probably face Hudson on Thursday night over at Hudson. They are playing Merrill tonight. We expect that they will have a similar game against Merrill. Shots were, I don't know what they were. Now they're draining the shot total on me. Anyway, got the final 10-0. Chippewa Falls beats Ashland tonight and wins their 16th of the year.
Yeah, overall great game by the Cardinals. Obviously, it was a pretty lopsided game, but you know, I think they came out to play today. They showed up. Their mental preparation was fantastic, and their season goes on. And yep, the Ashland Oerdockers season is over. Unfortunate for those seniors, but that's just the way it goes. I've been on the receiving end of that. I know how they feel.
Exactly.
So I do feel for them tonight, but I'm very happy that we came out with a win, and we see you another day.
All right. We'll catch up to Scott Parker on the postgame show and have the stats recap as well as we continue from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Cards win this one 10-0 in the regional game here at home. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi High wins this one 10-0 over Ashland, and we'll continue the journey in the postseason, probably playing Hudson in the next game over there on Thursday night. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. That's Royal Credit Union. Well, we're on to our Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, Coop, it's kind of slow going to begin. We had a 2-0 lead after two, but like you said, we were pouring it on, and it just was a matter of time before things were opened up and Chi High just filled the net.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. They played three full periods tonight. They had production from absolutely everybody, including our defensemen. I think even, you know, being short, Boland, I think our defensemen played really solid game tonight. You know, they didn't get a ton of work in the defensive zone, but they moved the puck well. They got it out when they needed to, and they did enough to win.
Yeah, and Derek Strawn made two or three excellent saves. He's going to be called upon in the next game, though. It's going to be ramped up every succeeding game here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, every game you play right now is the biggest game of the whole season.
Yep.
So Derek is definitely going to be called upon in Hudson. We're going over there. You know, like I mentioned, between the periods, you know, I was talking with you, it's like, yep, we've done a lot of really good things tonight, but can we do that
right
when it's twice as fast?
Yep,
and I think we can, because we've done it in the past this season, and Derek has played in some big games already and had great games, but I think a lot of weight is going to be on his shoulders.
Sure. All right, Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show here, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Scott Parker with the troops in the locker room, and we'll visit with him. We'll send Coop down to talk with him in a few here. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio. We'll be back.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Did you know your body is made up of 60% water and your blood is 90% water? Just another reason why it's so important you have the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water in your home. Experience a well-hydrated life. Contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. No long-term contracts, locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more details.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce and Ford.
WOGL Cards Hockey, AM 680, 103.1 FM tonight. The Cards all over Ashland, 10-0 to advance to the second round of the WIAA playoffs. And time for our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Before we do that, let's go downstairs. Scott Parker has come out of the locker room, and he is with our Cooper Fosvick. Go ahead, guys.
Thanks, Greg. We're down here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, obviously a huge playoff win tonight. Seemingly production from everywhere. Some thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it's time to move on. We got a big game on Thursday. I still have the taste of defeat from last week, so I told them they can enjoy this for 30 seconds, and let's move on. Nothing against Ashland. They gave us a good run in the first period, we've got to move on because we're going to see a totally different team on Thursday, and we got to execute a little bit better. And tomorrow is a huge practice for us, and you saw what we did in the third period, putting Jack back there, so. We're wondering if J-Bo's coming back or not for Thursday. That, you know, there's some things hanging in the balance that we've got to figure out. So we're trying to give us ourselves different scenarios for Thursday. And that's where we're at right now. We're all about Thursday. And let's move on and let's get into Hudson and win.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Thursday. What are you expecting from that Hudson team?
Pretty tenacious. They're physical. They don't have the offensive power that they used to. But defensively, they're pretty solid. And we've been struggling offensively, except for tonight. But, you know, I will say I'll give Ashland's goalie a lot of credit. We put a lot of rubber on him. And you know, at times we made him look good in shooting in his glove, but still he made the saves, right? So that kid had a heck of a game. We tend to do that. And, we shoot into the midsection of the glove, we're going to struggle. So, you know, there's some things we got to figure out before Thursday, and we're looking forward to going into Hudson and playing our best.
Thanks so much for your time, Coach. Good luck on Thursday. Right. Go get them.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. So the stats recap. This should be challenging. Chi High with 10 goals. He had two in the first. And, you know, the game never really seemed in doubt at all. Chi High outshot Ashland 67-9. But Cards really piled it on in the second. They went to running time in the second period and then rode the wave all the way through the first. So big night for several people. 4 points for Mason Johnson tonight. Gus Thorpe, the defenseman, with four. Last game, perhaps at home, for Ezra Lindstrom, the senior, tallied 4 points, including the first goal of the night. And Jack Bovey with a couple of points. Reed Post with 2 points as well. The Cards with a goal at 1:46 of the first, and then they made it 2-0 at 10:41 of the first, an unassisted goal from Mason Johnson. Then in the second, they scored fairly quickly in the period, 2:13, the second goal for Ezra Lindstrom. And then Jack at 13:42 and at 16:40 of the second. It was Gus Thorpe, who had been shooting well all night, and finally got one past their goaltender at 16:40 of the second. And then 15 seconds later, Thorpe tallied at 16:55 of the second. The Cards were on their way. They picked up four more goals in the third period. 13 seconds into the third period, Jackson Hoym tallied. And then it was Mason Johnson, Ethan Foyles, and the second tally of the night for Reed Post at 15:38, a nice sniper's goal to end the scoring. 10-0 coup here tonight, Chi High, with a convincing win.
Yeah, it was a fun game to be a part of, but I couldn't agree with Coach Moore. Like, this may as well forget about it. It's over. You get a whole nother season starting on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. So. And Hudson, now we played them well over there. It was a 2-0 or 2-1 game. They won it in overtime. We laid an egg here, 5-0 in that game. But over there early in the season, Chi High played them. I think in a lot of respects outplayed them and couldn't win. And you know the old axiom, tough thing for a high school team to beat another opponent three times in the season. That's what Hudson would have to do.
Yeah, Hudson is obviously a talented team. They're always a powerhouse. I really feel like when Chi High is on their game, they're a better hockey team than Hudson. But, you know, we had to go over there. It's always a tough building to win in, and we're going there again, so it's going to be tough. But when we played them here, we weren't in the same building as they were.
No. Our players, I can't think of a player who had a good night that night.
Right, and, you know, we were calling it. We tried to be as optimistic as possible, and it was pretty tough that night. But anyway, I think that this is a really good springboard into this next game. I think I saw a lot of really good mental hockey tonight. They're going to need that same preparation. They're going to need that same leadership. And if they play and they move the puck like they did tonight, they're going to win. They just need to clear that puck. Derek Strong needs a good game. If we can still keep our defensive zone like it was, move the puck like we can, I mean, there's no reason that we can't win that game.
The lines were shuffled to begin with, and then the coaches went through shuffling throughout the game. How do you think that plays out?
You know, I think it sometimes keeps things fresh. You know, when I was on the staff, we didn't do that. I think this is a Bob Thorpe thing that's coming in, and I'm a fan of it. I think it keeps guys on their toes, you know. It definitely can create a mismatch. Sometimes I think that is a big reason they do it. You know, if they have a third line out, okay, we can stack the first line for a shift. Our guys are in great shape. We can do that. So I think that's why they're doing it, and I think it's working.
So, but players have not necessarily meshed because they haven't played together, but that's right. something
but
that you just have to work through.
Throughout the year, they have. So, you know, I think, you know, since they have played together, it has been working. I don't know if they will do that again in the Hudson game or if they'll stick to solid lines. It probably depends on how the game is going. So, you know, if we come out with set lines in the first and we steamroll them, they'll keep it that way. But if it's a close game and we need a little extra, they'll probably move it around.
Yeah, but I think the key over at Hudson is going to be get out in front early and don't let them get a sizable lead because that could just take the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, I think if they score early on in that game, it's going to be tough because, you know, we've seen that a couple different times this year where they come out of the gates and the other team hits one right away.
Yep,
it's
yep.
really tough to rally after that.
It is.
So, you know, the first 5 minutes of that game are going to be a huge tone setter.
Yeah. All right, so that's Hudson and Chi-Hi. We will be unable because of their facilities to do that game on the radio, but we will have hockey on Thursday night as the CFM Sabres, the girls' hockey team, will host Black River Falls, and Michaela Hogan and I will have that game for you at 6:40 for the pregame show, and hopefully we get another Chi-Hi boys game someplace down the line here if the Cards can get by Hudson.
Yeah, I hope so. Unfortunately, Greg, I don't know if I'll be able to make it to that next one, but if I don't get to call another game this year, if I do, that's great.
Fun.
But it's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate you letting me come on there with you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right, so the final, again, 10-0. Chi-Hi shuts out Ashland here tonight and continues on the trail in the postseason. For Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart, our producer tonight. Awesome Dawson Halverson doing his regular terrific job. Thanks to Dawson for that. And hockey on Thursday night, day after tomorrow on the girls' side. For our crew here, final score again, 10-0. Chi-Hi shuts out Ashland. That's hockey, Cards hockey on WOGO. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-Hi hockey and this WIAA playoff game has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.